headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie and Cameron with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Bureau of Meteorology have forecast for the more severe weather, storms and cyclones in the upcoming summer season. The Bureau warns those in Queensland and its far north, as well as the borders of New South Wales, to be more prepared this season for the possible stronger cyclones and storms. Flooding and increased fire dangers have also been included in the forecast, and are likely to be caused by unusually hot days and nights. Andrea Peace, the Bureau's National Community Information Manager, has said, based on historical patterns alone, a near-average number of tropical cyclones in the Australian region could be expected this season, with a higher proportion likely to be more severe. Early voting booths have opened today across Queensland for the state election, and today is also the last day to apply for postal voting. More than 300 early voting centres will be open from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. The polls will officially open on October 26. In national news, the New South Wales Cabinet will today discuss potential changes in the Equality Bill after opposition from church groups. Sydney MP Alex Greenwich has agreed to remove key proposed changes which would have banned the private school sector from discriminating against gay or transgender students and teachers. Greenwich has asked the government and opposition to open their hearts and minds to support his heavily reduced and amended bill and not delay these reforms any further. Other impacts, with the removal of rights to gender-affirming healthcare and the continuation of street-based sex work offences.
A whale carcass in Western Australia has started a shark feeding frenzy, resulting in a major shark warning. Locals notified the authorities after seeing a shark circling the dead whale, which was close shortly afterwards. SharkSmart stated in an alert, although sharks may be present along the Western Australian coast throughout the year, people should exercise additional caution. A resident caught drone footage showing a curious shark swimming around the carcass. In international news, South Korean author Han Kang is the first East Asian woman to win a Nobel Prize for Literature. However, she has expressed that she will not be holding a press conference and celebrate during the global wars, as her books sell out in Korea. Han's father conveyed the message during a press conference. She said with the wars raging between Russia, Ukraine, and Israel and Palestine, with deaths being reported every day, she could not hold a celebratory press conference. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of showers. It is currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is not rated, and the UV index is expected to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.